Our Lord Jesus uses a particular pattern again and again when he begins to form his church. It's a pattern that it may not be that conspicuous, but it is a pattern that you are living, and you may not realize it. This pattern is from the onset, from when he begins to form his church. In today's gospel, our Lord does that. The gospel begins by telling us that John the Baptist has been arrested. So now John the Baptist is out of the picture, and our Lord begins his ministry. We don't know yet in the gospel what happened to John the Baptist. This is only the fourth chapter of Matthew. We have to wait until the 14th chapter of Matthew to hear that weird and gruesome story about how John the Baptist's head ended up on that platter. But John the Baptist is arrested. Our Lord begins to preach for the first time, and he begins to form his church. His first act, gathering people for his church. Simon and Peter, and then the Zebedee sons, James and John. You have to, a part of your heart has to go out to this poor father Zebedee, who's mending the nets with his sons in the boat, and they run off with our Lord. They run off with our Lord because of that pattern, that perfect pattern our Lord uses. And the pattern is this: come and go. I preached briefly about this on Friday with my school. Today's gospel is an even better example of that pattern. Come, follow me. Go, you are sent. Our Lord says to all who follow him, come, follow me. Learn from me. Come, follow me and learn how to love me. Fall in love with me. Stay in love with me. It's easy to fall in love in life. But to stay in love, that's salvific. Our Lord says, come, follow me. Follow me to be convinced that you are a sinner. To be convinced that you cannot save yourself. Come, follow me. To be convinced that you need a Savior. That you need me. That's the formation. That must first happen. And then they are sent out. Go, you are sent. Bring increase to the church as your families have. You are sent to live that truth, to live that joy, to live that hope. This pattern has to be lived again and again by all of us if we are going to keep our faith, because it is the perfect pattern of Jesus Christ. Come and go. So this morning, you have come to a gathering. The word church means that, gathering, not a building. The word church comes from ekklesia, which means the gathering of God's people. It'd probably be more appropriate to say in the morning, instead of I'm going to church, I'm going to the gathering. We're called to come to this gathering 1 hour a week out of the 168 hours the week gives us. We're called to come here so that we can stay in love with Jesus, so that we can continue to learn about Jesus, so that we can continue to be convinced that I cannot save myself, because the human soul can be such that we sometimes think we can. At a reunion recently, I visited with one of my friends. You know, this pattern of coming to Mass, this habit of coming to Mass, is the easiest thing for somebody to lose. One of my classmates came up and said, "Schumacher, how are you?" We got through all the small talk. He said, you're a priest, yep. And he said, "You know, look, I really haven't left the Catholic Church. I don't have anything against the Catholic Church. But I just got out of the habit of going to Mass, and before I know it, I haven't been to Mass in 12 years. I said, "Oh, yeah, our days pile up, yeah. That's why we're at our 30th reunion, yeah. The days pile up, huh?" So you come to this gathering, which our Lord asks you to come to, because you need to be here, or else you will not stay in love with our Lord. And then you are sent into the world. In fact, that is what the word Mass means. The word Mass comes from those last words of the Latin Mass, "Ite Missa Est." From that Missa Est, we get Mass. But "Ite Missa Est" means go, the assembly is dismissed. My Trinity students always love that concept. You mean to come to Mass means to go? You mean Mass means to go? Yep. Because this is not about this. The gathering is about affecting the world. We are working our way through January of 2017. Maybe you have made some resolutions, maybe not. Maybe you have and they're gone. Fine, you can start again. 2017 is a long year. But maybe a good resolution as we get back into our lives here in 2017 is for us to be reminded again of that pattern. That pattern of coming to our Lord so that we may go. And if we don't need to be reminded of it, perhaps you can be assured how you are living it. And I commend you for that. You came to Mass. I mean, who comes to Mass on the third Sunday of Ordinary Time unless the faithful, right? Early in the morning, overcast, a little foggy. You are the faithful. And I commend you for that, because you're living the perfect pattern to come to our Lord so that you may go into the world, so that in the end you may go to heaven.